राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद।
फ्रॉम दिस वर्स 110 ऑफ प्रेम भक्ति चंद्रिका वी कैन सी हाउ मच डिवोटी needs a faith in the holy name. And someone who has a faith in holy name, he doesn't need anything else. Because in the holy name, everything is infused. It is said that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is actually goal, sadhya, but also sadhana, the path. So acharyas are trying to help us neophytes, and they are addressing us. Oh, brother, they are trying to be polite, but they are trying to be very kind to us. Oh, brother, please chant these two names, Krishna. He said first Krishna, and then he said Radha. So in the beginning of spiritual life, of practicing bhakti, many of us are starting with focus on Krishna. And this is okay, because we should understand who is he and what is his position and how to attain relationship with him. But as more devotee is advancing, if he is sincere in the heart, simple in the heart, he will understand that to attain Krishna, he needs a love. It's not only enough to sing Krishna's name, but also it should be done with love. Who really understands this point and accept with all his heart, he is turning towards Srimati Radhika, who is embodiment of Krishna's love. Because he understood only way to attain Krishna is through his love. He is running for love, so why should I not run for that same love? And then he is focused more in Radhika's name. But in one point, again, he comes to the level where he understood crucial, true, that Radha's name cannot be separate from Krishna's name, and Krishna's name cannot be separate from Radha's name. Because name is not only name. Name is a person. So these two persons cannot be separate between each other. But in our beginning stage of life, spiritual life, we should go slowly on the stairs of advancement, and different stages has to be passed. And ultimately, devotee wants to chant the both names with great love and affection. And also, he understands all other subjects are not so important. Because through the chanting of the name, I have possibility to meditate, to call the barrier of the names, barriers of the name, to call Radhika and Krishna, to pray to them. He understands that those two names are actually Yugala Kishore, divine, young, loving couple, who has the form, Rupa, who has the sweet qualities, very lovely sweet qualities, and who, this Yugala, they have their sweet pastimes. So in the beginning, we are chanting the name, maybe more automatically, because relationship, it's not established. But the more relationship starts, desire for relationship is starting to grow in the heart of devotee, he is chanting with more affection. And this kind of chanting helps him to nourish his bhakti, his devotion, and also chanting with others, like a congregational chanting. We say sankirtana, congregational chanting. And we can see that there are two types of chanting, like bhajan, like deep meditation, but it's also very important to chant with those who also wants to attain the same goal. So I don't want to speak about past experience of many devotees, but it's very important to understand that first, the most of us are starting with Krishna's name. And by Krishna's mercy, we are coming to Srimati Radhika. And then, through mercy of Srimati Radhika, devotee is able to serve Krishna. Maybe he wants to serve in the mood of Sakhi, but Gaudiya Vaishnavas wants to serve Radha's Krishna, like a manjaris. So for them, Radhika is more prominent, but they don't want to chant only Radhika's name, because Radhika will be sad. And where is my lover? Why don't you chant the name of my lover? Which kind of maid servant you are? So devotee understands, yes, I will chant the name of your lover only because he is your lover. And I will serve him only because you love him and he is completely subdued to you. This is my chanting of the holy name. And when I'm chanting with others, congregational chanting, deep in my heart, this is meditation. I'm glorifying my Radhika and her beloved Mohan. So all other subjects are not important. Because what to add on this? Everything is present in Maha Mantra. All mantras are present in Maha Mantra. But this is gradual process, which is slowly but surely changing and melting the heart of devotee. And for that, he needs a proper association. So I said something. Jainandaji is not coming, but by his mercy and Gurudev's mercy, maybe we can continue. Because very important points Anantadas Babaji is speaking about.
The style of Yugala worship, Sudakanika Vyakya. In the previous Tripadi, the blessed author expressed his wish not to hear the name of those who simply worship Sri Krishna while slitting Sri Radha. So keeping her on the side. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to hear the name of those persons who are not accepting Radhika, who are refusing the Radhika. They are devotees. But Narottam Das Thakur is using very sharp words and saying these kind of persons are actually hypocrites because they want God without his love. And this is the greatest hypocrisy. I want you, my dear friend, but without your love. So it means that I have quite a lot of desires, materialistic desires, and I'm not interesting at all for your emotions, your emotional needs, what you love.
I'm also not interested in serving to you. I'm interested only to get from you, right?
To get.
Yeah.
This is hypocrisy. And Acharyas knows psychology, which is behind this. Just to force the Krishna name and put Radhika aside. They know the state of the heart, the state of the consciousness, the state of the mind. Don't do this. You will never attain God in whichever form you have want without his love. Radhika.
Pujava is there and our Chandra. Maybe they want to say that.
Okay. Udavaji, I see you now. And please share something whenever you feel. Gaura Chandra, please. Whenever you feel to say something, please just say. Yeah. We beg you. Dayanidhi or who is ever. I cannot see. Here.
Sripad Raghunatha Das Goswami Pad has also defined such persons as proud and deceitful, and has accepted the vow to stay far away from their impure association.
They took a vow. Not even that they say this kind of hypocrites, I don't want to associate them. They took a vow because they want to show us, neophytes, who doesn't have proper discrimination, what can destroy our spiritual life. I remember Bhaktivinoda Thakur also. He has a few songs that he's taking a strong vow.
Okay. Now, here the question may be raised. Is the company of those who only worship Sri Krishna, but who follow the Nitya Siddha people of Braja in pursuit of servanthood, fraternal love or elderly love, also rejectable then? So are those people who have a motherly or friendly love are also then to be rejected?
Perfect question.
Expecting such a question, the blessed author now says, those who truly take shelter of Sri Krishna's worship can never slight Sri Radha or be averse to her. For by singing Sri Krishna's name, Sri Radha's lotus feet are attained. Everyone in their own mood, of course. Here, the word Radhika Charana are to be read in a devotional way. Therefore, it means here the attainment of Sri Radharani herself.
So all Vrajavasis are also deeply attached to Sri Radhika. It doesn't matter in which rasa they are, in which relationship they are, because they love Krishna and they know how much Krishna loves Radhika. And it's very simple. If you love someone, immediately you love his beloved. This is natural process of emotions. So all Vrajavasis like Srimati Radhika. They are very happy to be in her association. They are very happy to do some seva for her because they love Krishna. So naturally, they love also Srimati Radharani. This is natural. Gurudev is saying so many times, if you want to know one person, go to her beloved, to her husband or to his wife. and he or she will tell you in more detail who is this person, but in a lovely way, so that that we can enter more deeply in our relationship with that person. So it's not possible to separate Radha and Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
And those who really loves Radhika and loves Krishna, they naturally are also attached to Srimati Radhika. We know from the verses of Vilapa Kusumanjali, this is a couple of verses, where Radhika arrive in the Nandagram. How Mother Yashoda is receiving her, like Krishna. She is crying, the milk from her breasts come out. She is fondling Radhika like her own daughter, because Yashoda is embodiment of motherly love. And deep in the heart, she knows that his son likes this girl the most. All mothers know this secret. No one can hide this secret from mothers. And also, Mother Yashoda, in the same manner, likes manjaris. She's putting in the lap small manjari, small duty, like a messenger manjari, and asking her, how is your Swamini? How is my daughter, Radhika? Please tell me. And in the same time, Mother Yashoda is simply expressing all love to Radhika's maidservant, because she loves Radhika so much. So we can see here, when we chant this holy name with this attitude, this consciousness, with these feelings, Maha Mantra starts to have completely deeper and deeper meanings, which are unlimited. So our acharyas are giving the hints here.
Radhe.
Radhe,
can I join the conversation?
Of course, we are waiting for you.
First of all, my dear Garanga, I'm so happy to hear that Radharani has taken shelter in your sinuses.
Why you think like this?
She's safely there, giving her love to the inside of your nose.
You are so kind.
And second, it just makes me so calm and so... it opens my heart just to hear your voice, my dear. It doesn't matter what you say. Just when you speak, I feel better.
Ciao.
But then I had a thought about sometimes we're surprised, sometimes we're confused that Radha Mohan is two souls, one body. But for me, the more I think, when I think about this all the time, the more I think about the miracle of Mahaprabhu, is that before Mahaprabhu, love was jnana. Love was an abstract concept. Love was an idea. And Mahaprabhu makes possible for us to understand that love is an action, that the meaning of God is not love, but loving. And this is, of course, what our Gurudev teaches us when he teaches us the concept of love in action. It means that love doesn't sit still ever. It doesn't. It's not a picture, you know, you hang on the wall, or a book you put in the bookshelf. It's moving. It's flowing. It's passing from one to the other. It's always growing. It's always changing. It's always fresh. It's always new. So the sense of Radha Mohan is that it's a dynamic, moving, living, loving, not just an abstract idea. So whenever, yeah, sorry, I hope I'm not off the message here, but I think whenever I feel that it gets a bit, you know, philosophical, then I remember that there's two and that the love is going from the one to the other. And that those two is a, Radha Mohan is a model for how that's, how we need to live our lives, flowing, love going from one to the other. Not just sitting around meditating about love, but actually doing love.
Actually, love is always present in all yugas, but not such kind of love which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought in Kali Yuga. As we can see, all Supreme Personality of Godhead, different avatars, different forms, are male, but also female is present just beside of them. So it means that there is love also in Lakshmi Narayan to the certain point. Sitaram. We say Sitaram. We don't say Ram Sita. Isn't it?
We so say do you say, Lakshmi. My dear, so do you say that these are the presence of Radha Mohan?
Yes, but without love, no one can attain any form of God. No one can attain Narayan without love. It must be some certain point, some certain percentage of love. And devotees in that age, they have to receive the mercy of that love, particular love, so that they can approach this particular form. Is Narayan or Ramachandra, yeah, yeah. Or yeah. So devotees in that age, as I understand, needs, and they are praying to female aspect of that particular avatar. Of course, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are listening, we are able to know about the ultimate love which is present in the Radha and Krishna. And this is a special gift because he gave us opportunity to be the maidservants of Sri Radhika. But love, prema, is present everywhere. And prema brings all different avatars to devotee, to the certain point, and devotee to his Ishtadev.
Yeah.
So this is Hladini Shakti.
Yeah.
Without Hladini Shakti, no one can attain Supreme Personality of Godhead, whoever is. And the most intense activity or function, philosophically to say, function of Hladini Shakti is present in Vraja. So this is tattva. But we say Radhe, not so much Hladini Shakti. But to understand, it goes like this.
Absolutely, absolutely. And look at it in the room there, all the avatars of love sitting around you. There's at least a half a dozen.
So this male and female nature is always here. Spiritual world exists because of that. Material world exists because of that. Electricity is functioning because this plus and minus. You know, everywhere is like this.
Yeah.
You cannot put your fan without minus or without plus. It must be together. Then fan will work.
We went so long not understanding this, my dear. All the thousands of years of Christianity and Judaism, and we just said God is love. And it was only with Mahaprabhu we understood that God is, you know, the flow of love, the movement of love, the giving of love. surrendering of love.
Because this is the most sublime love, which is present in Vraja. Then the more sublime is loving relationship between Sakyas, Gopis, and Krishna, and unlimited love between Radha and Mohan. And this is special kripa of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That we, Kali Yuga Jivas, can you imagine, my dear? Kali Yuga Jivas, completely low.
It's crazy.
We are talking about this. Such a fortunate souls we are.
So auspicious. It's just amazing. You know, we don't even think it.
Yes. But we should appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Those who are devotees in Praja's servant mood or fraternal mood are all devoted to Srimati. Knowing her to be Sri Krishna's greatest worshipper amongst the devotees, the fraternal love, there are the Priya Narma Sakas, like Subal and Madhumangala, who have a special place in serving Sri Radharani as Krishna Priya in Madhurya Ras.
They have some small entrance because they are most confidential friends, Sakas of Krishna. And they have some small little entrance in this Madhurya. But boys are boys. They're not interesting about it. They are making some connections with Radhika just to help Krishna in different circumstances. And then run away. Because they don't have interest about this. But because they are Priya Narma Sakis, they make some Narma jokes with his best friend, and they know whom he loves. For example, we have one friend, and he has a lot of friends, but just few of us knows in which girl he felt in love. And these kind of friends are so close, actually. Not colleagues in the company, in the factory, in the shop, or something. But just one, two, three close, very close friends know deep secret of the heart. So this Madhu Mangal Subal, they are making some, but not to this kind of, I don't know, intention. Because this is not their bhava. They're not interesting. There's no place for them, and they don't want place. So this is rasa. We should understand rasa, friendships, friendship rasa, or other rasas, relationship. And we can see it's completely natural, because it's a nara lila, like a human. Who will understand the relationship with devotees and other avatars from previous yugas, ages, and so on? They can sound interesting, mystical, and so on. But we cannot relate with this. I don't want God with so many heads, so many hands, with so many mystic powers, which I'm afraid of that. I don't like this God. And Arjuna said, it's the same thing. Okay, forget it, what I wanted, you know, to see your universal form. So that's the point. This is the beauty of Nara Lila, that we can relish it.
The devotees in parental love that follow Nanda and Yashomati are understood to have equal parental love for Srimati as for Sri Krishna.
That's the mood of parents. They like Krishna, but they like Radhika, because they know that her son likes her so much.
He will be loved.
Yeah. It's also although it is parakya above between Radha and Krishna, but the mother deeply in the heart knows that, that Gopal is very attracted to this beautiful, sweet girl. So again, we are coming to the point of natural relationship. We can talk about, we can relate.
Therefore, those who worship Sri Krishna, but who slicked Sri Radharani or are averse to her, will never meet with success in their worship of Sri Krishna.
How we can attain Krishna without Radha? How we can be free from aparada if we are not chanting Radha, Radha? Without chanting Radha, always be some aparada. Mm-hmm. Offense. But in love, there is no offense. Mm-hmm. This is the beauty of love. In every relationship, is no aparada in between husband and wife. No aparada between lovers, hidden lovers. Which kind of aparada? Social aparada? They don't care for that.
It's not so, even... I mean, here, let me say something really radical, and you tell me if I'm wrong. And it's not even about Krishna, it's about loving Krishna. Yeah. The point is...
So this is the reason, this is the difference between bhakti, keval bhakti, pure bhakti, and difference between yoga, jnana, karma. For example, persons who are very attached to the karma, they have to do different yagyas, vows, and everything must be paka, perform mantras, and so on and so on, these rules, regulations, rituals. But if one letter is pronounced wrongly, the result can be completely opposite. But in bhakti, this is not the case. Bhakti is independent from all these possible mistakes. So this is the sublime and unique position of pure kevala bhakti, love. Chandravali is very fearful to stand on Krishna's feet during the rasa dance. She is holding him with little distance. I don't want to hurt him. I don't want to bring him close to me. Maybe something will happen. I'm always looking down, not to step on his feet. But Radhika doesn't care about this. He wants to step on his feet. That he is dancing together with her. You know, so this is the difference in different kinds of love, intensity of love, and automatically relationship. No mistake in love, but so much mistakes can be done, especially in Kali Yuga. Who can pronounce all these mantras, you know, properly? Tell me. No one. But in bhakti, there is no mistake. Bhakti is completely independent of that. And it can come according to her will, even to the liar, to the murderer, to the thief, because this is my swamini. Her Hladini Shakti is penetrating in the heart of everyone who she chooses.
Mm-hmm. That is for sure. It's written here. Mm-hmm. After all, the Mahajanas say, "O brother, by singing Krishna's name, you will attain the lotus feet of Radhika." Then again, if someone worships Sri Radha and not Sri Krishna, then their worship of Sri Radharani is also not understood to the proper. For those who sing the name of Radha will most certainly attain Krishna. The Yugala Nama is the mantra that is maturely attracting to them. In this age, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu and the Vaishnava Acharyas that have surrendered unto his lotus feet have blessed the people of this era by preaching the most intimate worship of the divine pair that was not attainable by the people of the previous ages.
This is what Uddhavaji said. In previous ages, it was not possible to attain this kind of love. And one thing is, the person who is chanting just Krishna's name, who knows where he will end? Because he is following Krishna.
Krishna goes everywhere.
And Krishna is everywhere. Would you like to be in one planet where Krishna is in some form? He will bring you there in some strange form.
But this is what prema means, my dear. Where will it end? It yes. grows forever.
Yes. But prema is focused on Krishna, only on Krishna.
Yeah.
Makes Krishna dance, makes devotee dance, she dance, and three of them are dancing in the same place. So Krishna is running everywhere where is love. But the embodiment of his love is focused one point and only on him. So this is the great mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we can be one pointed by Radhika's mercy and serve her beloved, Yugala. Gurudev is saying, if you follow just Krishna, you will be nowhere, you know.
He can bring it to Dwarka, any place.
Any place.
He's everywhere.
Who knows which kind of Vaikuntha planets are existing.
Yeah.
Maybe we will be horrified, actually, with this. I don't know. I'm speculating. I'm sorry. But I don't. Why I'm saying this? Because I don't want even to think about this.
For them, this worship is very easily attainable through the chanting of Radha Krishna's holy name. The 16-word, 32-syllable Hare Krishna Nam Bhajan that was preached by Srimad Mahaprabhu's divine mouth day and night is the Sri Radha Krishna 16 name Avanatmaka Mantra Ahavanatmaka Mantra, or mantra in fourth vocal case, vocative.
It's vocative, case. Vocative. It means I'm calling. I'm calling you, my dear. I'm calling your name. Please.
It's these verses that start with, hey, hey you, hey.
Yes. Hey you, hey please.
Like addressing.
Addressing, yes. Yes, addressing.
Addressing. This we have previously mentioned. After this, the blessed author says, I told you all this briefly, the Yuga Dharma, religious duty, for the age of Kali is Narma Sankirtana. This is the essence. The holy name of the Lord is transcendental, just like Lord himself. Since the holy name and its bearer are none different from each other.
Yeah, this is the most important thing, to understand that name and the person behind that name are the same. If we think, because this is not materialistic person, automatically it's not that his name or her name is materialistic. And when we say Radhe, or Radha Krishna, Radha Mohan, or whatever, It requires strong faith that they are not different from their names. And we need mercy to accept it, this strong faith. And through this faith, chanting will go more smoothly, directed devotee to the barriers of the name. This is a mysterious fact of the transcendental name. Because if you say my karmi name, you know, this name is completely different from me. Peter, Klaus, John. It doesn't explain anything. Or maybe in some languages it's explaining. But it's completely different. I will not hear you. You can call and call and call, but I will not hear you. So this is vocative. You are calling me, but I'm not hearing you. Because the name and my personalities are different. But in the transcendental names and transcendental personalities, they are immediately there. Especially when this calling is done with love, affection, and desire to be close with these personalities. For them, this is not at all any problem to come in America in one partial of second, if we call them with love and greed. But if you call me in America, nothing will happen, you know. So this is, and it's, I remember Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying actually that one of the main condition is this understanding. Main condition for chanting properly the holy name is to understand that there is no difference between name and person. Prabhupada is also stressing many times. And maybe we have some difficulties to put it together because we don't have experience. But we
can
need
I ask something? Oh.
Yes, I don't know who is here.
Balaram.
Oh, Balaram.
Rade. I just wanted to ask that the name needed to be said or thought about with love. So is it more that the love is attracting the named, or is it the name and the love, or how is the relation between the name and the love? Because I've understood now that maybe it's more important that the love is there.
Thank you, Balaram. We can call the name transcendental from transcendental personality, Rade Rade. But we can do it on mechanical way. And this is not so attractive, neither for Radhika, neither for Krishna, neither for Goranga, neither for Nitai, neither for Gurudev also. If we are doing just like duty, just like a ritual practice. But if we put and invest love, emotions in this calling, then for sure they will hear. So we know this story when Krishna is trying to bring Radhika close to him. But in meantime, Manjari or Sakya, I forgot, they hide Radhika in the next kunja. Because Manjaris, they wanted to show Radhika how much Krishna loves her. And then Krishna was praying, where is my Radhe, Radhe, please come, come. Then gopis, they told him, you should chant her name. And Krishna started to chant. But nothing happened. Radhika didn't appear. Then gopis said, yes, but you have to do it with more attention and affection. You cannot just go around and just sing her name, but with full love and attention. And Krishna started to do it. But after some time, nothing happened. Then he asked, why my Radhika is not appearing? Oh, Krishna, because you are doing offenses. How to be free from these offenses. We should chant together and you should clap your hands to remove your offenses. Sankirtana, in the association of Sakis, Radha Sakis, is showing Krishna how much affection, how much love he has to have by chanting Radha's name. And when all Lila starts, and ecstasy and sound of the singing of Radha's name pervade all Vraja, the Radhika appear to the from the neighbor Kunja. And Krishna finally saw the goal of his life, embodiment of this name. So Krishna here is giving us, through this Lila, example how to chant Radha's name, but also how to chant holy name, how to chant all mantras with full love and affection. So Balaram, I hope that what I said came to you.
I remember
that. Not so automatically, like machine. Put one coin inside and da 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 da. No, no, no. Just with full love and emotions. Always remembering the beauty and sweetness of Swamini and her beloved.
I remembered also one time Gurudev was sharing about this topic. And just we were reading, no, that when you chant the Maha Mantra, it's like a calling out. You're calling some personality to your home or to your place.
Yeah.
And can you imagine you call somebody to your home and you don't pay attention to that person? You're doing some other things. You invite some person to your home and you are busy making some office work or thinking something, cleaning. That person will not feel very comfortable. Maybe he will go quickly. But you invite a person, you call a person to your home by chanting, and you show too much affection and love, and then can be an exchange of loving feelings, no? Like you give and you exchange the love. You invite and you will have a great time together if you pay attention and with love and devotion, no? You don't treat your guest like impersonal, very personal and loving. You treat the guest, you have a relationship, no? So like this, we have to feel, Gurudev was saying that when we do japa, not like impersonal, but very personal, we have to feel this, what Gauranga Sundara was just explaining, and it was written here, that actually we're calling them and their name and their personality is not different. So we have to really understand that they are there when we are chanting. Otherwise, they will not feel comfortable to sit with us. Thank you. Sorry. Just some...
Yeah, little I want to say something, just some words only.
Ah, Satchinanda. Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe. Thank you very much. Those who are beginners like me, a completely fallen person, they need, I think, little time. Really, when you chant, you need to focus or you need to meditate. It is called that utsa. When you started, then your utsa means your endeavor should not be little less. Means if mind is saying, oh my God, what is this? Hands are not, means beats are not moving at one place. But we should not leave this, it is said. By practicing this one day, it comes, and slowly, slowly, meditation is there, mind is there, Radharani lotus feet also there in front of the eyes of the devotee. The Yugala deities are also there, and other Leela Spurani is also there. But not, I'm saying, maybe some more knowing persons are, or you people are there, you can say something else. But I think that slowly, slowly, when you do, continuously without interrupting or without stopping, then one day it happens that you start first focusing. The meditation is there. And then the chanting is also slowly, slowly. It's more time what you are chanting, whatever, that your meditation is completely there. Like in Charitamrita, it is said that suite, khaite, chalite, betite, what is the, I'm forgetting, Krishna naam loy, tahe janye sarva siddhi hoy. It is like this, Mahaprabhu said in Chaitanya Charitamrita somewhere. Doesn't matter what are you doing, but it should not, if you chanting should not stop. By this, your practice becomes more intense, and the time comes that even by you are, doesn't matter what you are doing, but your meditation is there, and you're chanting, you can listen your mantra, what you are chanting, and more and more continuity, means without stopping, like today you did this, oh, I didn't do, then today is some more round like this, or not round, then timing of the chanting is also there, that you are calculating that my timing in chanting was little much. So definitely I did something, not like others. But yeah, also Gurudev many times said that if you are counting a lot, then definitely some proud is there. Oh my God, today I did this. Then you started also talking with the people that how much you are doing, asking people that how many rounds you did today. It's like this, it happens. But yeah, of course, the name and the personality are not different. They are same. It's true. Thank you very much to listen to me.
Radhe, Radhe, such an honor.
So nice.
So nice that you are participating. You are enlightening us.
Yeah. Radhe,
please do it more. Save your brother.
Dayo, Radhe, Radhe.
Nothing, my dear. I'm learning from all of you. Thank you. It's Gurudeva's mercy that I'm able to say something.
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.